Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa. We're on episode 6.
We're here. Crazy. We made it. Let's go.
6 episodes.
Yes. I hate to ask, how was your weekend? Because I imagine it was probably difficult.
It was awful.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was tough.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Don't cry. I'm sorry.
Why can't you ever talk about it? And here's my other question. Why does your throat constrict when you're trying not to cry?
I don't know.
And then you sound like Mickey Mouse. Yeah, it was tough. And I wasn't expecting it to be tough. And I think what happened is Friday, I asked my dad to come over and spend Easter here, mm-hmm. which they've been coming to my house for the past several years for Easter. And he didn't want to.
Oh, he didn't.
He wanted to be at home. And he said, you know, this is my first time without her. I don't want to go anywhere. And I just thought, oh. And then when I was there Sunday, he actually told me that was their very first date was Easter Sunday. And so I thought, well, that makes sense. But it's hard because he's always the guy that rolls with the punches, like mm-hmm. never lets anybody get to him. Or so to see him not doing well, it just breaks my heart. And so Saturday, I couldn't get up. I couldn't get out of the house. I couldn't get dressed. I couldn't do anything. I didn't get out of my pajamas until 4, which I can't even tell you the last time that's happened. I'm always that person that gets up and gets mm-hmm. dressed and gets your makeup on. And I couldn't do it. And so then about halfway through the day, I'm like, do I just let myself live in this? Have I let myself actually just spend a day grieving? And I don't think I had before, because I always try to be cheerful for my dad and, you know, try to keep him so he doesn't get down. And so I just thought, okay, I'm just going to live in this and maybe that's going to help. But it didn't help. I mean, I was just blubbering mm-hmm. mess, and every friend that called me started from the beginning, and just, you know, mm-hmm. and her sister texted me last night to see how I was doing, and I'm like, I'm struggling, I'm not doing well. Mm-hmm. And then her birthday's coming up May 2nd, and then Mother's Day, and
that's
so
a lot of firsts.
It's hard.
It's okay. It's not abnormal. You're lucky. That's what we have to remember. We're lucky to have been able to love somebody that much, because there are so many people who
don't have that.
I mean, I have many friends who are like, yeah, it was a relief for them to have had someone pass away.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I mean, and I've heard a lot of sad stories like that. So
somebody said to me the other day that the grief you're feeling is the love that you have no place to send it, because it always went towards your mom and now she's not here. So mm-hmm. that love is, there's nowhere to go with it. And it's just the hardest thing ever. But, you know, kind of to back up a little bit, the reason I really wanted to start this podcast was for kind of what we're doing. We're just talking about where we are in life, because there's lots of ups and downs. And, you know, social media makes everything look so cheerful and everybody's life is great. Their marriages are happy and everything's perfect, and it's not. And so that's what kind of made me want to start this to begin with. And then right after kind of created everything, then my mom started getting sick. And so I didn't have the bandwidth to do both. I mm-hmm. couldn't focus on my company that I've had for 25 years and, you know, help them and do this. And so I just sort of put it on the back burner. And a year ago, I had you come over and we recorded one because I thought I was ready. And then she broke her ankle. And so then it started over again. And then now, as soon as she passed away, I just jumped right into it. And sometimes mm-hmm. I question, am I ready for it yet? Did mm-hmm. I do it too soon? Because does everybody want to hear me crying every time? But I knew you would understand, because mm-hmm. you've been through it with both parents, which I can't imagine. And you lost them really close together. So I'm glad we're here doing this. But I also know that we're going to have some sad mm-hmm. podcasts. We're going to have some happy ones.
It is shocking, though, the amount of people that I can think of, two people that I know of. And one of them are some clients of mine that I just had the pleasure of working with, and they lost their parents so close together that they ended up they buried them together.
Oh gosh.
And I know somebody else that happened to. Parents died within 24 hours of each other. I just cannot even fathom. So when we think we have it so bad, there's like so much, there really is always something or someone always going through so much more, and somehow they pull through. But it's a journey. I mean, it is a journey. And the things that you're talking about, like, that's why I ducked out. Like, I really hid out for a long time. That me stepping out and doing this is so new. Like, when I tell you I stepped away from my family, I'm not going to cry. I stepped away from work. I stepped away from responsibilities. And I mean, for years, I quit going up to my kids' school. I just didn't want to be seen. I didn't want to be asked, how are you? Because, man, I wasn't good. I wasn't. And there's still lots of times I'm not. I still have a lot of healing to do, but I think there's so many times that people are hiding in their grief and we don't talk about it because we do have so many responsibilities, but I did, it changed me as a person. So, but here I am, I'm trying. Thanks to you. I do feel like everything is kind of aligned, you know, at the right time for me to kind of persevere. And it's amazing how many messages we've gotten, people who just wanted to share, like just in my messenger, and I got some text messages, and people who talked about their trauma, like someone named Jill sent a message and talked about how she's been going through EDMR. I think, is that correct what it's called? And how much that has helped her in her journey. Another lady has talked about her acupuncture and how she was concerned about hearing about your lack of sleep because she knows how important that is. And she mentioned an acupuncturist that she goes to, but something that she's been taking for her cortisol levels that has helped her. Just people reaching out and sharing. Another lady who was like ready to end her life over her postpartum depression. And the doctors talked to her like she was crazy. And she was just like, this is what you guys coming out and just talking about things. Nobody would talk about any of this. So she was just encouraging in how having people talk about real grief and things that you walk through is so important. So, but these were real messages that we've gotten, and it's been pretty encouraging.
Yeah, it's been fun hearing from people and the fact that people are really listening to it and really enjoying it and actually giving us feedback, which is great. And telling those stories, because that just, again, further proves that we're all living in it. We just don't always talk about it.
Yes. And these are really not people that you would ever, ever suspect had this stuff going on. So just know, man, we are walking among hurt people
every day.
And like, just to have more patience with people, truly, to stop and smile, even through your own pain. Really, a smile is contagious, but everyone's walking through something. And that is why patience infuses can run very short, but people shut down. So,
yeah. And I remind myself of that often when you see someone and you're just, you can tell, and you just think they're, you know, horrible people. And it's like, you have to remind yourself, look how you're feeling today.
Yeah.
They're probably going through something just like you're going through something, and trying to keep that in mind when someone cuts you off in traffic or all those things. And it's we're all in the middle of it. And the fact that we get to talk about it and share what's happening to us, I think people can relate to it because they're in the middle of it too, in so many levels. I mean, we've talked about this before, how fortunate we were to have our parents as long as we did, because a lot of my friends lost their parents long time ago. And I'm so fortunate. My mom was going to be 90 May 2nd, and my dad's 90 almost in September. So very lucky, and I feel so fortunate, but it also makes it ours harder when they're gone too, because the sadness. What I did realize on Saturday when I finally was like, Lisa, get up. You've got to do something with your life. You can't do this anymore. And I got up and I got showered and got my makeup on and actually got dressed. And I just left the house. I thought, I got to run errands. I got to get out. And doing that is just what astounds me so much about how that uplifts your spirit.
It
just
is so good
getting
for you.
Getting up and getting your makeup on.
It really is. I don't know. My mom was a very simple person, but there is one thing I just do not recall her ever doing, and that is going without makeup.
Mine too.
She had a very simple face, and she was not a bougie person by any means, but my mother was put together. Even for a day in the house, she was put together. And I don't know, my mom just always seemed to have it together. And I feel like at this generation, we've gotten so comfortable with being so casual all the time.
It's true.
And
yoga pants.
Yeah. Yoga, you know, and like, for instance, today, I thought it was interesting because two older gentlemen, and when I say that, I mean, I'm talking men in their 70s. Like, I have on high heels today with jeans, and for people that can't see, it's like a blazer and heels and jeans. And I don't think, we really don't see heels that often anymore. I love high heels. It kills my knee. So it's, I'm going to be a very limited amount of time that I can wear them. I thought it was really interesting how they went out of their way to tell me how much they liked my shoes. Like, they liked my high heels. And Stephen reminded me this weekend how his grandpa, whenever his grandmother had passed away, she always wore high heels. And his grandpa had said, oh, Amy, how about I give you Mary Lee's high heels? Like, he just loved that she wore high heels and wanted to make sure they went to a good home where they would, you know, get worn, which, I mean, I don't recall ever getting any of her high heels.
But yeah.
Is it, you know, our heels and getting dressed up like that becoming a thing of the past, and it's still something that's still really desired, and we forget how good it makes you feel to push through the tennis shoes and let's, you know, still get dressed up sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about the tennis shoe face going on with
and
dresses.
And I'm guilty. I mean, I've not worn them really with dresses, but I'm guilty of having a lot of tennis shoes now, cute tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Because I'll wear them with my jeans or whatever. But, you know, we've kind of gotten away from getting dressed up, but I think people still appreciate it.
Yeah. I get dressed up every day. You know,
you do. You're always dressed up.
I have to. I just, mm-hmm. I worked from home briefly I've had the company 25 years. And in the very beginning, I worked from home for about 6 months and I knew quickly I had to get out. I couldn't do it from home. And then in the middle of that, about 2009, I was back home for maybe another 6 months and I don't work as well. Like I have mm-hmm. got to get up and get dressed and get my makeup on and actually I don't even have really many casual clothes or like, you know, slouchy clothes. I really mm-hmm. dress up every day because that's what makes me work better.
Yeah.
And even my mom in skilled nursing would have me do her makeup and hair every single day.
I like that.
And the physical therapist came in the first day I did it and she's like, whoa, look at you. She goes, look good, feel good, yeah. I guess, huh? And I thought that's exactly what my mom was doing.
Yep.
She needed it because it made her feel better and not sick where she was. And so I've just always had mm-hmm. that mentality, and it just makes me work better when I up and get out. And that's why I have an office. Always have an office.
Yeah. I talked to my sister today, and after COVID was all over, they sent part of their office back to 3 days a week at least. And her husband still gets to work from home 5 days a week. But we were just talking today about that, and she said, no, she enjoys being able to at least get out, you know, have a purpose, because she's a little worried about retiring because she's like, I don't know. Mm. That's a little bit of a concern. Mm-hmm. To like, what am I going to do every day to get up, get dressed? It's easy to lose that.
Yeah, I think it does make a huge difference.
Okay, so let's talk about like getting up, getting dressed, all that. I tried a new self-tanner last week. I don't think we talked about this last week.
No, you didn't. You brought it. You were telling me afterwards, I think.
Okay, so I went and tried the Bondi. Because I've always been an avid fake bake. You would never get me out of fake bake. I've always used that for
still fake
25
bake?
Years. Yes. Like fake bake is my go-to. Well, wow. I didn't get my hands on it this time and I needed a new bottle. So I went and I tried this Bondi 1 hour express. You can get it at Walmart. You know, Walmart actually has the best price on it. You can get it at Target, but the Walmart has the best price on it. Love it. It did a great job. I still apply with rubber gloves. That's how I learned with fake bake. I put it on with rubber gloves and you can use the mitt to kind of pat it out if you want. I will say the odor, I'm very sensitive to those odors and it drives me crazy. So after it only needed to set for an hour for sure. It did a great job. I did a second application the next day, had a great tan. I also had a great nasty smell that I could smell. So I've heard two tips, which is really interesting because I heard you go to the Dollar Tree and literally get a pH balance, the vagine wash for the Dollar Tree. But they say if you bathe your whole body in it, the pH, because it's a pH balance wash, it will alter that. I was too embarrassed to go to Dollar Tree and go buy some vagine wash. Okay. So I continued to research with my friend ChatGTP, and they said that making a baking soda, just baking powder wash would do so that's what I did. I mixed it with my soap. I bathed with baking soda and totally balanced, neutralized the odor.
It did.
It worked.
No, you said bathe. Do you mean you got
showered.
In a tub?
No, I got in the shower and I just mixed it with my soap.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just let it set for a little bit. Like when I say a little bit, like a minute, I don't have that much patience. It got rid of my odor. I have not had an issue with it since. So that worked.
Wow, fake baking soda. I can't believe you're still using
Arm & Hammer.
Fake
bake. Oh, so yes. Funny. Yeah, still use it.
You were selling it when I
Guess
first
who
met
I worked
you.
For, yeah, many years ago.
That's hilarious.
Yep.
Okay. Have you ever had a CO2 laser to change the subject?
No. Profractional. I've done profractional. I used to get that done once a month for quite a while, but
no, the CO2
wasn't a CO2.
Is the mamba jamba that
I have not.
You usually have to go under to get
it. I don't know. I want to do it, but I don't know if I'm brave enough.
I'm scared too because I have horrible reactions to everything. I'm that person that after I get anything done, I text a picture back to the nurses.
They might divorce me if they saw that.
It's scary, but I saw a picture of a mother-daughter and her mother is in her 60s mm-hmm. and she looks better than her daughter. Skin-wise. And so everybody always asks this girl who's in her 30s what her mother does. And her mother's in real estate. She lives in Colorado. What her mother does to keep her skin. Mm-hmm. And she said, religiously, CO2 lasers.
How often does she do
them? I don't know. I didn't get that far.
I remember a friend of mine getting in one and I was like, holy hell, I will not do that. Like it scared, like it was crazy.
It's like major.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot I'm willing to do, but
that one you have to have a lot of downtime. I mean, you just have to know you're down. You're in the house for weeks.
25 years ago, I don't even know. I was so dumb. I mean, when you work in a salon, you're dumb enough to really try anything because you go to beauty shows, you go, you know.
You hear it all.
Oh, and a friend was learning how to, well, she worked at a plastic surgeon's office and she was starting to do makeup tattooing. She's like, come on over. So I went over to her house and I laid on her dining room table and like let her tattoo my lips. It's not there anymore. So thank you, Jesus. That was the most excruciating pain I've ever. Do you remember Wanda off of Saturday Night Live? Remember the black character that had big old lips? Like that was the big deal. That was my face. And I thought, I didn't know. They were just swollen with blood. The worst thing I could have ever done. And I mean, it went away.
I've heard that it's horribly painful.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know about that laser.
Well, you're either on the laughing gas or whatever that's called. I guess there's a medical term for it, not laughing gas, but you're either on that or they'll give you something because it's pretty intense. And so I've never done it, but it's the thing to do if you really want to get your skin back. But I think that's the other thing. And you and I think a lot alike is that I think we realize that aging is not so much it's on the surface, but it's deeper. It's at the cellular level. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where what your brother's doing and all the things it's cellularly, it's not surface. I mean, surface helps, but you've got to take the right kind of supplements and you've got to do all that to actually
for sure
get it fixed on the inside. And I think, I think we're fighting a battle that unless you start doing it internally as well and taking the right kind of supplements and like I take a collagen that saves my joints if I take it like I'm supposed to. And if I don't, then I suffer for it because I definitely feel it when I'm not taking it. But
so he gave me a tip the other day when I was talking to him because my gosh, I have so much to learn when it comes to putting anything on my skin and taking supplements and because it's so easy to get deceived by the supplement market.
Which
it is just made in the lab and it's, you know.
Yeah.
But he was like, his rule of thumb is it electron giving or is it electron taking? Meaning does it give life or does it take it from life? So even if you go into ChatGTP and you put in a supplement that you're considering or an extract or, like black seed oil by a certain company, you can literally ask it, is this electron giving or is this electron taking? And it will answer your question. It will tell you if, yes, this is exactly this is the route you need to be thinking. This is a great brand. It is organic. Again, you hear me say it all the time, like ChatGTP is like my best friend. I don't even look at Google.
You love answers.
I love it. Oh my gosh. And yes, it is so good. But you can really break down every single thing that you're taking. And you can just tell it every herb or every supplement, every pill that you have to take. And it will say, would you like for me to give you a daily schedule that works so they're not working against each other?
Oh, that's
and it will give
too.
You a chart of the best time to take each supplement if it needs to be with food, if it needs, even for your teen. Like I give my kids, vitamins. Hey, do you want me to get, it makes me a PDF. Like no work is involved other than me telling it what they take.
Yeah, that's
so
key
if
too.
You are not using ChatGTP, you're missing out.
Talk about his product that he has. Pretty fascinating to me.
Man, it is. And here's the thing. I asked him today here. I was like, George, have you ever put in your oil into ChatGTP? And he's like, I don't even have it. I've never used. He's like, I've done all this by my own research and all that. And so like I've said before, I mean, he's an engineer by trade, but I always say he's like an engineer of body. Like his knowledge is fascinating.
Yeah.
And the hours that he's put into this is insane too. So he has something called, the easiest thing for me to say is go to Solar Essence Skincare. And it's one bottle full of all kinds of like non-hybrid oils. It's organic. He can't advertise that you can take it internally. I do. He does. The kids do. Like we take it internally. You just put some drops under your tongue. That is nothing that can be advertised by him. It's just what I do. But you can put it all over your face. You can wash your face with it. It's an oil, but it will control your oil. It works with every skincare. Now, I did find out when you look at the website from your phone, I had to let him know something was going on with his testimonials. Like, it looks like there's a big blank and there aren't, because I knew he had a bunch on there. Apparently there's a glitch and they're working on it today. And you have to scroll just keep scrolling through this blank space and then you'll see testimonials. But it's helped people with rosacea and like eczema, all kinds of things. And the smell is just so clean and so good. And it's so good for you. He did give me a code and it's Amy15. And he said that can be a reoccurring code. So if you become if you reorder, you can keep using that code to get 15% off.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
say the website again.
SolarEssenceSkincare.com.
Okay.
And it is like, if you're into the nerdy stuff and want to read, he has put the information in there for people to see, like his thought process behind this and what all he's put into it. And it's mind-blowing.
So crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looked pretty fascinating. I'm definitely ordering some today. I'm excited about it.
It's good.
Do you exercise?
Yeah, it was funny you should say that, because I have started going to the gym again.
You have?
And I have. Wow. Yes, I have. I've started lifting weights again. And this was not anything I've put it off a long time ago because of injuries, and was like, well, I guess I'm just done. But since I had started going to physical therapy so much, it really kind of made me a little more confident. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I have actually started. I can say it now that I have started going back and lifting weights again. So
that's, I need to. I stopped about 6 years ago now. I worked out, before diagnosed 8 years ago.
You always worked 15 out.
15 times a week.
Yes, I was, you were like insane with that.
Crazy. And then I continued that. To some degree, during chemo, I asked my oncologist, can I still work out? And he said, keep doing what you're doing. Don't try to run a marathon if you hadn't run a marathon before. But definitely keep doing what you're doing. So I did. And I don't know if I just, because, obviously chemo destroys every cell in your body. And I don't know if because I was working out, trying to keep it at that same level, obviously some days I couldn't. Afterwards, I could never recover. Like, I was sore all the time. I could never get over that horrible deep muscle soreness. So finally, I was like, I got to take a break. I need to just get my body. And what I think I was telling you earlier is that a hysterectomy, because of cancer, your hips just kill you. I have the worst hip pain. And I would go, I had 6 different CT scans, talking oncologists into giving me CT scans because I'm convinced I have bone cancer. Well, then I found out it's just, in fact, last week I was talking to Karen, my client, that's a nurse practitioner. And I said, why is it that when you have a hysterectomy, your hips hurt so much? And she goes, I said, is it because your organs are different? Because you've lost a big chunk of an organ that sits there. And she goes, Lisa, it's the depletion from 1,000 to 0 of hormones. And so, I just have this achy body where my joints just kill me. Mm-hmm. And so I just have not gotten back into it. And I know, I get it. The age, you got to lift weights. You got to keep if you're not lifting weights now, when you're 80, you're going to be able to function. And I watched my mom do that. Mm-hmm. And so, I keep reading about just walk and do some, light weights. You don't have to be, like, I was literally 15 times a week I worked out. I couldn't get enough of it.
You were always doing it.
And so I can't, obviously I'll never get back to that point, but I get it that you have to do something. And so I'm going to start walking.
My friend, she is honestly chronically in pain, and she just started going to that Club Pilates that has the tables.
Yeah.
She loves it. Like, and to hear her say that she loves this is pretty shocking to me. And she's been going. So that might, and she has a lot of pain.
Yeah. I tried that after chemo. I tried everything after chemo, and I hated it. I didn't enjoy it at all. The stretching
and the legs in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. It's everything's very slow. And, I mean, I was, I did boxing classes.
Yeah, you did.
So it was all fat.
Totally different.
Try to kill me to see how hard they could get my heart rate up. So I didn't enjoy Pilates, but I got to do something.
That's funny.
Because my body's just going downhill rapidly. And I tried the red light goggles, by the way, today. They came in the mail yesterday.
How do I look? Do you see?
I see you very well.
Pour on my face.
I see you. It's really weird. So you wear them for only 3 minutes, and they suggest you do it in the morning. And to just recap, These red light goggles are supposed to help with farsightedness, supposed to improve your vision, and mm-hmm. it helps heal the mitochondria, mm-hmm. which is at the back of the eye. And so they suggest that you do it early morning, but have it done by mid-morning. I guess your eyes are more receptive early morning than mm-hmm. later in the day. And you do it every 5 days. The healing that takes, it's not going to hurt you if you did it more, but there's no proof that it actually makes it
right
improve faster. You wear them, and as you're, it's red, obviously, when you put them on, because it's red light. And as you wear them, it turns every color under the rainbow. It's purple, and then there's yellow, and then there's green. Never goes back to red. It's always a different color, which is weird. In fact,
and that's your own eyes doing that.
It's your retina. Yeah, it's not the light. It's staying red, but your retina is doing all that. And so then it shuts off after 3 minutes, and it said your vision will be a little different when you're done. It was like looking through a kaleidoscope or something. It was so clear.
It's like HD.
It's almost like when you put those sunglasses on when you're out in the sun that have that almost a blue color to them. So everything just looks beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like for just like 30 seconds, 60 seconds. It didn't last long. Yeah. So we'll see if by, a week from now. Well, not probably a week, because we'll only do it one other time before our next podcast. But pretty
interesting.
Soon,
okay.
I'm going to have X-ray vision.
Yeah, exactly.
If I don't have to use reading X-ray glasses, vision. I will be so happy.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
So crazy. But yeah, so I was excited to get those. And then another recap from last week.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a nicotine patch today.
What? Okay.
I don't feel any different.
Well, I haven't tried it yet, so I wouldn't know.
This is my second day to wear it. I wore it, what's today? Tuesday, Friday, like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really notice anything. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to notice because I don't have,
How many milligrams did you get?
I did 7 and mm-hmm. I cut it in half.
Okay.
And so I'm wearing a half.
So I wonder what would happen if you... it.
Maybe I need, I might be swinging.
Right. The shame.
I don't know. But I don't really feel any different, but I don't know what I'm going to feel. Like, I don't know.
I wonder, I'd have to ask my friend how much they take. But I do know the people that I know have ADHD, which I think you said you do not.
I do not. Yeah. I do think that that's also long COVID. It's supposed to be helping with those symptoms, and I don't mm-hmm. have that. Mm-hmm. It's also just for autoimmune, which sometimes I wonder if I have an autoimmune. I've mm-hmm. never truly been diagnosed, but I think that takes a while to get diagnosed. I'm getting ready to do some more blood work. So I don't know.
Let's keep it up for maybe a week and see what happens if you notice.
Yeah, I'm going to keep drying anything. And see if I notice a big difference. Hmm. But anyway, so.
Well, okay. So we had talked about the chin strap, but for two different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I won't name any names of people that I know that... Okay, well, I know lots of people that snore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I know lots of people that snore. It is not me. I'm just going to go say
you don't snore.
Me. No, I do not snore. But I know lots of people that snore. Family members, whatever. But, I have a family member who's had to take a CPAP when we've gone places. I'm like, man, that's a lot for her to go through to bring places. So I'm like, those are very cumbersome to take places. So we read about these, Amazon chin straps that you can get, just to help keep the mouth shut from...
While you're sleeping.
Yeah, while you're sleeping. Because, I heard people, sound like they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come back to life when you're... So, this chin strap has completely fixed the issue. So, if there's anybody out there looking at a CPAP, going the extreme of a CPAP machine, they need to consider this $10 chin strap for snoring off of Amazon, because it will potentially absolutely solve your issue before having to do that.
The CPAP. And so was it designated as that?
Yeah, you can put in a snoring chin strap. So then when I saw what you were talking about, they looked very similar. You said there were some that kind of hold your chin up. And I remember seeing that because I was like, ooh, maybe I need that for my neck.
Yeah, well, I got one in my red light mask that I bought for my face, came with a chin strap that you...
Strap that stuff up. I'm not scared.
So I tried it for the turkey neck that we all have as we get older. And I'm telling you, I've done it 3 times.
Yes.
And I do feel I see a difference.
Oh, I'm telling you. And, I did the neck exercises where, from when I had that surgery, I'm real paranoid about where I do have this effect that, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So I started doing just exercises where you lift your chin up and you kind of just gape your mouth open. You pull your neck.
Right.
My neck was so sore. It was so obvious I had not been working those muscles.
Uh-huh.
So when they tell you to do neck exercises,
do them.
They're doing something, because I can tell you, it was like I had just done barbells on them because they hurt. And my neck hurt so bad after that, the soreness in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd never thought about it for snoring, but that totally makes sense. Cause when it's
absolutely
on there,
it keeps your mouth shut and you don't,
it is snap shut
work. So, I mean, for $10 and a little bitty chin strap, I mean, it isn't like the hottest looking thing.
Well, no,
neither is a CPAP. Let's be honest.
I can't even imagine a CPAP. Well, I laugh because I think, man, if people could see what I look like in my house in the evenings. It's got mask and chin straps. But boy, you got to do something, because that little turkey neck just keeps getting worse and worse. So that's so funny, though. I'd never thought about it for snoring, but it totally makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. So you can get them on there. It's like a 2-pack for $20, but you can get them where they have individuals, but buy the 2-pack. You're bound to lose one. So,
well, we will be back next week. We'll put links for whatever we talked about today on our Instagram, which is just She Said, S-E-D is how we spell said. And then we have a private group on Facebook. If you want to follow that, we'll get you on that page and we'll post links. And then,
yep.
So we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.